I called for that for one reason that was brought to my attention, but on many a case in our coastal area and our beaches and so on, facilities for toilets and so on would be very, very important for families go there, elderly people go there, and it's so important where a person who was doing a catering business in Port Salon brought it to my attention that there was no facilities. So I since talked to, let's say, the person that supervises our beaches as well, and talking about the possibility of port-a-loos maybe at the busy season. The other thing is beach yards and everything else are so important because safety for the people who use it, and I have no doubt in Donegal, when you look right around our coastal area in Donegal, it's so extensive, and therefore it is so important also that there's safety there, that there's steps there, that there's all kind of maybe a rail there in some cases, and things like that. So what I would be looking for is that Donegal County Council would recognise how attractive Donegal is and how it can, what it could become as well. If it were the case, we really devoted our attention to, would say, you're talking about 4 or 5 months of the year, would say mainly. That would be so important if we could step up and rings and so on for, in some cases, they've been removed by people. And it's quite regrettable if people interfere with things like that that's there for the safety of the general user. So can you understand the reason I would bring it to the attention of the council that maybe a survey or a check on each and every place that's fairly busy during the summer and that the facilities could be maybe improved on regarding everything that we'll say from the stranger. When the stranger goes to a beach, it's different to a person who lives beside it because they're familiar with every step of the way right around it. And if they're climbing up places and so on, maybe some kind of stepping and so on would be there in a protective rail for them as well.
The council say they are progressing the rollout of seasonal services ahead of the season. Looking on it from a tourist perspective, there's going to be a lot of holidaying locally and people coming to Donegal. So it is necessary that these checks are carried out for anyone visiting the area.
That's exactly where I was coming from. That the obligation to ensure that the people can come and go, they're safe, number one. They enjoy, and if there are any risks in this bathing area or anything like that, it would be, to me, so important. And the other thing is that we in council as well, I think, should always be aware of the quality of the water where people bathe and everything else, because there's so many places where the sewage discharge and so on, that it's very, very necessary for the benefit of people that, would say, the local authority would undertake a responsibility for those kind of facilities, and indeed for, as I say, where port-a-loos can be introduced, we'll say temporary business maybe at weekends and so on, taken away and other things, whatever would be possible. Because I could not emphasize enough when I know from here to Torrey Island or Arnmore Island or anything else, the facilities that people who are coming to Ireland and coming to our county could enjoy and indeed go away with some lovely photographs and so on, because the scenery in some cases is unbelievable, in my estimation. So while I live in an area close to Letterkenny, at the same time, I appreciate very much having been around most of them, and we're a county of three peninsulas, and you can just imagine how much we can utilise the resources we have and the income that many businesses and small business and enterprise can acquire from such development that is properly developed, is properly looked about, and that nobody runs any risks.